Begin. 1-2-1-2-1-2. I was using the, don't need that anymore. I was using the gate today. Test 1-2-3-4-5. Test 1-2-3-4-5. Test, 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 test.
Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal. Don't say my name unless you're suicidal. Don't get too close unless you're suicidal. Don't touch my name because I suggest you don't.
I always love this song by Meek Mill.
Boy, if you do, you must be suicidal.
Money won't eat. Man, niggas even had it on.
Don't say my name. Don't get too close unless you're suicidal. Why I find that funny? Well, anyway, Yo, hey, what's, how you doing? So, where's my, hey, Thunder, how you doing, girl? Where's my grease, the good old grease, good old days of the grease pencil. We used to have grease pencils, man. You, some of you may know what it is. It's a pencil, but it leaves a mark, like a felt mark, like a black felt, except you can write anywhere, man. It shows up on glass, plastic, this, that, and you put that grease mark. All you engineers out there, you know, you put a grease pencil mark right where you want that goddamn level to ride, and that's where that motherfucker gonna be. Now, I also know guys, I've known cats to put tape across the top of the fader slot so you can't push it any higher. I say all of that to say, I need that. What you doing, Thunder? You want to go outside? Oh, hold on. I know a cat that wants to go outside. Here we go.
I know me a cat, man.
So I got a new voiceover agent. I'm very, very happy. Great people at SBV. But the funniest thing about it was in the meeting, and it's very cool. In the meeting I had with the agents, probably about of the, I don't know, 40 minute or so meeting, maybe 10 minutes of it was spent talking about cats, because it just so happens that one of the principal agents there, I believe it was the owner of the agency, has a cat. It's got the same problems Brea's got. Kidney disease, diabetic, all this stuff. So we were talking about how, you know, how we administer fluids to our cat. It probably one of those, it was probably very fortuitous, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh wow, you know, it probably helped me, probably helped sell me to these guys, but they're a great agency. I'm really, really, really proud to be with them. And of course, I expect no less than tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of work from them, and so on and so forth, and all that other bullshit. Now, oh man, the day just, you know, just here comes the day. Phew, and next thing you know, it's evening time. I'd have to get used to doing this maybe earlier in the morning, but that ain't me, man. I ain't no morning person. Fuck that. The only thing I do in the morning is go out and walk on the goddamn beach and make coffee, which I make all day long. Here's another cup of coffee I made. You must be suicidal. You just put your hands on my beer. You must be suicidal. Little League Championship. Little League Softball World Series. What the Christ? This is the girls? Is that what we're... Hey, who won the Little League? Who won the Little League? Are they still having it? No, bullshit. You must be suicidal. Let's see here. Where in the fuck is the fucking heart thing, man? You dig me? Look at that, man. Oh, there it is. What? Marble Registry. August, one of our BSPs is talking to me about a band. One of the original goth bands was a group called Marble Registry, and they're from, I don't know if that's the name of the group, and they're from the 50s, right? What the fuck are you talking about, man? No, it ain't coming up. Nothing's coming up. Marbles lost an ace. Nothing coming up on YouTube. I can't find it. It says, it was kind of more like Dead Can Dance kind of music. I need to look it up again because the last time I listened to it, it was with my wife in California. Not sure that what they were originally, but I've heard it. Huh? Look up the album. The Marble Registry probably will come up. What album are you talking about, dude? Marble Garden? And had something to do with the Marble Garden or something like that, or Marble Registry. If you look up the album, her vocals were backed by string instruments mostly. It was a set of sad and mournful. Original goth band, 1950s. Let's see what we can find here. I don't really have a lot of time to be fucking around! Oh, wait, I know. What happened to the Little League World Series? Is it over? That's going to really bum me out if it is. God damn, I was missing this shit, man. There it is. Little League World Series. All right, well, news. Full schedule, just around the corner. Get the fuck out of here. What? 9 hours ago, two-minute read, August 16th, round one. That's fucking tomorrow. Puerto Rico versus South Korea, ESPN. Staten Island versus Des Moines. Mexico versus Australia. Oh, Christ. Spain versus Japan on Friday. All of these are on ESPN or ESPN2. Spain versus Japan Friday at 2 p.m. Grosse Pointe Woods versus Coeur d'Alene. What is that? Is it Michigan against Idaho? Panama versus Canada. Peachtree City versus Honolulu. Saturday, round two. So there's two round ones. Then would they begin round two on Saturday? Game one loser versus game three. I can dig it. Okay, so cool. So they got the whole thing here. I don't know. It's just, I kind of dig it. It's like a tradition, you know. I don't get drunk for it like Steve Bozell, but we should talk to Steve about that. All right, so what we have here is... oh, man. Steve's going to have a Little League World Series party, and he's going to be serving whiskey and just whiskey-based drinks. He'll have pans set throughout the living room for guys to throw up into. Why isn't he making this family-friendly? Why isn't he inviting, like, the kids to watch it? Because this reminds Steve of his youth. This is the last major competition he was ever in, Little League. And he takes it fucking seriously. Meanwhile, we have the Little League Softball World Series. That means these are girls 12 years of age and younger. Isn't that Little League, technically? Kind of interesting how softball became the girls' sport. I bet you it wouldn't have if it hadn't been called softball. You know, because there's really... Softball is a pretty badass sport, and I've seen a lot of people get really badly hurt in this game. They throw the goddamn ball every bit as fast as some hardball pitchers. These girls that I'm looking at now, this Little League World Series, and the pitcher's wearing a face mask. These kids are like, they got to be older than 12. And the girl that's pitching has got a goddamn arm, man. Naturally, the manager and coaches are men. Now, what, you know, how come, why there aren't more women coaching softball? So Ohio versus Pennsylvania, and I don't know where this game's being played, at Fungus Field in, oh, it's at the, here it is. They're in Portland, Oregon. All right. Little League softball. You must be suicidal. Don't mention my... You must be suicidal. What was the whole thing about Vaseline? Oh, yeah, Dean Wheeler. Dean shows up with Vaseline. Dean Wheeler reporting for service, sir. Was that Dean? Oh, come on, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait a minute, is this Jimmy Walker? Who's this on this CarMax commercial? You know what? That's not a bad idea, man. I wish I'd thought of that. I got a car repair service, right? And we specialize in helping stranded motorists. We've got car jump. You know, we'll give you a car jump. Jump your battery. Flat tires. We deal with that shit. We come up with water for the radiator. We come up with a little, you know, we can plug the radiator. Plug a leak. Plug a leaky hose or something temporarily. Get you to a gas station, whatever. And you send out, as the service people, hot-looking chicks. What's wrong with that? Hi, I'm Mindy. You know what I'm saying? Henry's Tow Service, you know. And out of the truck come two beautiful women. And they've got, you know, lug wrenches and shit. And they're ready to go to work. And, yes, they have to carry a gun in the truck just in case. But I wouldn't anticipate any problems. And we would be a AAA affiliated deal, you know. So if you're AAA and we happen to be in your area when you break down, we are the service people. That would be a cool idea. I don't know if anybody's done. I guess it's already been done. Last year's World Series was the Dodgers and the Astros. And the year before that, it was the Cubs. Who'd the Cubs beat? Cleveland? The year before that was 2016. The Cubs beat Cleveland, right? Why do I not? Why am I not comfortable with that? I think I'm right. Cubby wubby wubby dubbies. Cubs beat Cleveland. Yep. God, game one, the Indians just destroyed them. Then the Cubs came back. Then the Indians came back. Then the Indians won game 1, 2, 3, 4. Then the Cubs won the next 3. Jesus. What a series, huh? Beat the Indians 8-7. Poor Cleveland. Am I right about that? Yeah. Wait a minute. Major League Big. So all of a sudden something, it defaulted to something weird here. Game 3, World Series, yeah. Indians 6-0, then Cubs 5-1, then Indians 1-0, then Indians, oh, 3-1. Indians led that motherfucking series, and they let it get away. There's no question in my mind that they there were suicides aplenty in Cleveland. I remember hearing from one of our good friends, Jackie, in Las Vegas. But she's a Chicago native, and she was like, she was loving it. She was digging it. Cards beat the fucking Nationals 4-2 in the wild card standings as the Phillies and the Brewers, and there, and the Cardinals are the top three. And then the Rockies, then the Dodgers. How come the Dodgers are, what? Why aren't the Dodgers in the lead? Dodgers stink. Hey, Dodgers, what's your fucking story, huh? The Dodgers. For me, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the best. What? The who? I like to watch the Los Angeles Dodgers because they're... Every time I see Los Angeles Dodgers, they make me happy to see them play. Are you okay? I'm fine. Why? Because you call them the Dodgers. They're the Dodgers. I mean the Dodgers. It's easier to say the Dodgers. Don't you like that name? No, I don't. It sounds like they're, you know, what, that they're dogging it? One of the original announcers for the Dodgers was Jerry Doggett. Jerry Doggett? Jerry Doggett. No, it wasn't Jerry Doggett. What are you laughing at? It wasn't Jerry Doggett, you fucking imbecile. It was Jerry Doggett. You shouldn't call me that, a bad name like that. God damn, motherfucker, you broke my heart. Yeah. Well, don't call me bad name. Jerry Doggett, the Doggers. That's how I learned the name of the Doggers, to listen to Jerry Doggett. No, now it's Doggett. I thought it was Dogga. You confuse me. Are you from China or some shit, man? Because you're... Bob was discovered 3 days later, the horn still going in his car. He was alive, unconscious, badly dehydrated, but he was alive. Orson was arrested, walking to his house. His house is in the East Bay, San Francisco, where he punched out our friend Bill, or whatever the fuck his name is, doesn't matter to me. It was in Denver, Colorado. So he started walking home from Denver. The police picked him up around Reno. This concludes True Crime. Nice catch. Yeah. Somebody for the Yankees, man, just snared one right at the wall. Like the fucking Yankees are shelling Tampa. Uh-oh, here's a Tampa home run. Deep, deep, deep in the deep right field. Goodbye. Here come the Yankees. They swat one to deep center field. Wait, this guy's going to catch it. He does against the wall. Great catch against the wall. But it's 5-1. It's 5-1 Tampa. Oh, yeah, Tampa just fucking destroyed the Yankees. 6-1. All right. Damn Yankees. You've got to have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. That's why we ought to have John Jerryman sing that one. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's the time to start. Wheelersburg, Ohio has won the 2018 Girls Softball Championship. No, I'm not making. I should make fun. That's great, kids. Okay, way to do it. Way to do it. Way to do it. So Ohio was that? Let's see. Yeah, Ohio has won the softball challenge. Look at that. There, the girls have their banner. It's the first time I ever even fucking knew they had a softball. Jesus, we ought to do damn Yankees on the radio here. You know. Wait, Christ! Look at all these goddamn shows. Okay, you've gotta have balls. All you really need are balls. Balls. Where we at, man? Yeah. You guys know damn Yankees? You're all kind of young. Maybe you don't. It's a great famous musical from New York. And who the fuck was in it? Gwen, the hell was her name? She's a dancer. Ray Walston played the devil. Tab Hunter played Joe Hardy, who's this old guy who hates seeing the Senators losing year in and year out. The old Washington Senators, he's, you know, it's always damn Yankees are always winning. And the devil, he meets the devil, he sells his soul to the devil to become, I don't know, whatever, 40, 30 years younger. And he is young, and he makes the Senators team and helps them to the pennant. But he has to sell his soul to the devil. But at some point, he is able to... Hey, what the fuck is this, man? Where's the goddamn Yankees motherfucking... Oh, you know what they gave me? They gave me this... The fucking band. Fuck that. What the hell was her name, man? Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Two Lost Souls. So, get this, guys. Then we're going to start the show. I saw Damn Yankees in Fort Lauderdale with my girlfriend, Yvonne. She wanted to see it, and I didn't even know it was in town. It had come to town with Jerry Lewis as the devil. He looked great. This was in 95. He looked great. He was in his, by that point, he was in his 70s. He really did. He looked fantastic. Well, I guess people who went to see Jerry Lewis in Damn Yankees, it wasn't good enough to see him in the musical. They wondered, well, how come he isn't doing any stand-up? You know what I'm saying? In other words, you go see a fucking musical, and the people complained that Jerry Lewis wasn't doing patter. So they stopped the play in the middle at some point, like intermission, and he came out and did jokes. You know? I thought it was the most bizarre fucking thing. It really smacked of small town. I hate to say it, but it just did. It was like, it was just small town. But hey, whatever, you know. So he came out and he did these jokes, and then he went back and the intermission was over and the play resumed. Where the fuck is this goddamn thing? Damn Yankees original. Here we go. Here's the original soundtrack. Huh? You know what I'm saying, right? Here you go.
Now listen to me, you guys. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else. Something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart. A great slugger we haven't got. A great pitcher we haven't got. A great ball club we haven't got. What do we got? We've got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Now you're getting the idea.
We've got hope. We don't sit around and mope. Not a solitary sob do we hear, Mister, 'cause we.
All right, so there you go. And one of the things about that song is it starts out. Oh, they're all depressed because I think they lost another game. The guy who sings the high point, that guy, after they sing the song, the next day he goes out and goes 3 for 5. So the whole next day he's like, 3 for 5. I went 3 for 5. It's a cute story. It's a very, very cute story. Some people think it's very dated. I don't think it is. It's a story about, you know, yeah, hope. It's about never giving up. All right. What in the fuck am I looking at here now? What is this garbage that I'm looking at? Oh, baseball. Anyway. So we got to have hope, and we got to have heart, and we got to have... And what I got to do is I got to print this. I don't want two-sided. 1, 2, 3. It doesn't work with... it's all fucked up. It's like it's got to translate between Mac and Microsoft, and it's a bunch of worthless shit. So I use a scanner on my phone. It's called Tiny Scanner. You take a picture of it, like you can do regardless, but this frames it and darkens it if you need to. It saves it in a file, all this other good shit.
All right, let's get this out of the way, because there was something that was said.
Ready? I'm ready. I'm ready. I'll never be readier, man. Testing 1, 2, 3. Tomorrow is an August day in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. That is when the Little League World Series will be taking place. Little League World Series. Little League World Series. Mister, you can be a winner. La-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee. You can do it. Nothing to it. You gotta have hope. Don't you sit around and mope. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We've got on. I don't want color, bitch. Black and white, single-sided. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I want, man. No, man, I want the whole motherfucking article. Where's the story, man? Morning Glory. Okay, now it's getting really weird. Now it's getting really weird.
Oh, I see. Oh, my God. I see what's going on now. Archie.
Easy to...
No, Archie, look, I see what's happening now. This is the... Oh, my God, it's not printing. Here's the schedule, Archie.
Hey, Edith, why don't you just sit down and...
Sit down and what? Sit on what?
You know where.
Archie, you're such an animal.
Come on, Edith. Give a man a break.
Oh, Archie.
Single-sided, black and white. Yeah, man. Give a man a break, Edith. Huh?
You're such an animal. You're just like on a honeymoon.
That's me. Are you going to tell me you've actually got more to print? Jesus. So it's only printing the page that I'm actually looking at. I got it. I get you. I'm good with that. I can dig it. I understand. You're a little temperamental, but that's okay. This is all I want. I just want the schedule, man. I don't give a shit about anything else. Huh? You know? See? Like, here's another one. Here's another page, see? And another page, and another page. And the pages just keep coming. And they never stop. Then we go to this page. And we print. And we do black and white. I don't want... Yeah, don't want double-sided. Don't ever double-side that shit on me, bitch. Don't ever double-side me, man. No, 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 no.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it, Bonds.
10 years for killing an enlisted man. Don't do it. You'll be climbing the fucking walls.
Game 18. Beautiful, beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. I got it together, man. I know what I'm doing. Don't worry about it. Yeah, baby. Boom. Kaboom. Kaboom. I'm going to have to... This show's not going to be ready until after midnight. You gotta have hope. Don't just sit around and mope. Oh, come on, motherfucker. Let's go, huh? What are you doing, man? You getting temperamental on me?
Miles and miles and miles away.
Game 24. Christ almighty. How many fucking games are there? Oh, championship game is Sunday. Championship and third place game. The international bracket versus the U.S. bracket winner. So, the way the Little League World Series is set up is that you have to play a team from America to win the Little League World Series. So it's weighted in favor of the United States, if you think about it. You know, I got nothing against that. I guess it's Little League was founded and it started in the United States. Baseball is an American game. In order to achieve world dominance, you have to go through, you know, the road to the Little League World Series leads through America, you know. It doesn't necessarily mean, though, the two best teams are playing. That's the only problem with that. But then, you know what? I could give a fuck. It's the Little League World Series. All right. This could be one of the longest fucking shows. I mean, in terms of producing, might go on forever. Show ready after midnight. I'm gonna have to tell him. All right. Okay. Margaret. Elaine Pauser.
Margaret. Yes, hello, Elaine.
Hello, Margaret. Yes, hello, Margaret. I was, I told Phil that I was your secretary.
Yes, you were. You were my social secretary.
Yes. And I remember distinctly putting on your calendar, meeting of the White Pride, the White Pride Barbie women.
The meeting of the what?
You were on the Phil Enby show talking about having White Pride.
Well, no. You see, it's a misunderstanding.
No, it's not a misunderstanding, because I put it on your day planner. Pride in being white women who like Barbie dolls. That's what it was.
That would be the perfect background for a baseball game, if I could just hear. Well, let's see. Here we go. That's two of them going at once. Maybe Steve ought to be in the bathtub. Steve in the bathtub, I love. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Let's see here. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Now I want to go to music, and I want to go to surf, and I want to surf. I like that. Yeah, man, I dig that. Mm-hmm.